you were saying about the senior officers and you know, that they didn't always want to go to sea.
They had the choice, but also they had never been trained for sea as the petty officers and leading hands. And so the ones with the training weren't there. Even if they were willing to go to sea, they may have been a very good petty officer signals, but they'd never done it at sea. So they would have to have acquired more training. So that, and the same applied to the officers. So I think it must have been difficult for the junior ratings to go to sea for the first time. And in many cases, they would have very sympathetic and excellent senior ratings, but there wasn't anybody on the women's side to sort of show them. Or tell them how, if they were teased or anything, how they should react. And then, of course, if you're teased and you resent it, you get teased more. And I sort of feel that there was a lot of that about it. And the other thing, the whole attitude to sex has changed over the last 20 years, very markedly. And some people are much more relaxed over it, both men and women. And I think that is a factor in it has to be taken into account. And of course, a lot depends on the commanding officer and the commander. The first Wrens went to sea straight into the Gulf at the time of the Gulf War, and the man who was captain at that time came to the Benevolent Trust and talked to him. And he said, of course, there were ups and downs, but he found the Wrens were very equal to the job, and when the ship had merchant ship alongside had been on fire, he couldn't tell the difference in the when they were in their fire kit, who was a man and who was a woman. And they did their 20 minutes and came off, and he said they were absolutely excellent. But then when I watched one of the films on television, there looked to be a rather weak captain who finally was invalided. And I can imagine that the atmosphere that he had on board didn't help the situation. And of course, there's the wretched press who only want to know what is sensational. And it makes me absolutely mad when they talk about senior Wren officers when they're no longer Wrens and they're not senior anyhow. And but there are good sides. One of the things that's been very successful, I think, is the women in the Royal Marine Bands. And I know a brother and sister who their grandparents happen to go to the church that I go to, so I get regular reports on how they're doing. And they're both the man and the girl, and they're good musicians, are enjoying life and finding it most fascinating. And both rewarding from a musical point of view, and then they went out to Hong Kong, for instance, when that was handed over and played down before flying home. Mm-hmm. And they're thoroughly happy. So it can be. And the other day, when I was with my brother, he had some friends in whose daughter is a subaltern who's just finished at Dartmouth and is nearly finishing her degree in geography. And she came to lunch too. And she was absolutely as happy as Mary the girl, and thoroughly thrilled with the opportunities that were offered for her when the different things she'd be able to train and study. And she loved her time at sea when they did the officer sea training.
So do you approve then, Dame Marion, of women going to sea? You know, with your, given your vast experience and your up-to-date contacts and feedback, do you think it has been a good thing?
I find that extremely difficult. It's something that had to happen because, I do find it difficult. Also, the other thing, I'm very interested to watch how long, at the moment the women find it a challenge, but as you know, there are no longer public school boys coming into the Navy, or very few. How long are the women of that calibre going to continue to see it as a challenge? As the Navy gets smaller, and I presume the RAF and others have this, it is less attractive to the person with ability. And that may be a factor. Because after all, now we only have small ships and two small carriers. It's not a big thing it seems to be. Because everything has changed so enormously, and one of the big changes has been that everybody, or most people, when they're not at sea, they don't live in quarters or a mess. They buy a property ashore. In my day, the people who owned houses were very few and far between. Now nearly all of them, one of the first things they do is to buy a property. And of course, that community life was a very important factor for us.
And that's been undermined, you feel, by this new move?
Well, of course they get it when they go to sea now. There's no longer a mess life ashore. I suppose, I don't know whether that was always the case with the men, but the Wrens always lived in quarters and had the companionship and the support and all the occupations that go with it, the interest. And now, of course, you can't wear your uniform ashore because of the IRA trouble. And naval cars don't have our own number plates. I think, although I'm sad the Wrens have gone, I think it would have been inevitable because the Navy's policy of civilianizing all the shore jobs, because it's cheaper, I suppose, you don't have to have quarters and uniform. There wouldn't have been enough to get the right Wrens to join, and they wouldn't have found it sufficient.
Are they totally merged now, then, the men and women in the Navy?
There may be a few Wrens who are sort of finishing their time out to pension, who've got shore jobs in barracks and things like that. I think that's probably the case, but all the people joining now, they have to go to say they're willing to go to sea.
How do you feel about that? You know, do you think something is lost by sort of ending the Wrens, by having...
What, by the end of the Wrens?
Yes.
Well, it was a wonderful service. We had some very splendid and excellent people. And of course, I do feel that's a loss.
Will there be fewer opportunities, do you think, for promotion for women, or do you feel that they will be regarded on an equal footing with men?
Well, apparently there are two young officers who are in command. There's a torpedo boats or something at the moment, and it was said in the paper that they were chosen for their abilities. But of course, there is all still, and forever, I hope, will be with us, the ones who want to get married and have families. And they can't put that off until they're adults.
Do you think, can you see a woman admiral? Do you think it could happen that you would have a woman, perhaps if you had stayed on Dame Marion?
No.
Would it have been?
No, it would never have happened in my time because I wasn't to do with ships, I wasn't under the discipline. Of course, Dame Catherine first in the First World War, she had admiral stripes because her son, who was an admiral, always said that he was an admiral, the son of an admiral, whose mother was an admiral.
Could you see that happening though, that a woman would become admiral of the fleet?
Yes, I think I could. Yes, I mean there was one. She's just retired, but she was a captain, and in doing the naval jobs, and her qualifications were science and engineering, so that she was doing a job on that basis. She wasn't involved at sea because when she joined, the Wrens didn't go to sea, but I could have seen somebody of her caliber going to sea as an engineer. Definitely.
With your own promotion, I mean, you really reached the heights, didn't you, in the Wrens, becoming, you know, director of the Wrens and commandant.
Yes, that was the highest. That's there wasn't anything else at that time.
Yes. How difficult was it, you know, in your time to achieve that, do you think? Because you said earlier on so much depended on who got married and who left, that it was rather different from the men's situation.
Yes, well, I think it was. I mean, I couldn't prosper, but got well, I did. People hadn't, after the war, gone out to go back to their jobs. Some of them had very good civilian jobs, and they went back to there. And they would have been very suitable people to go on a senior post. And I'm under no illusions that I should have been very humble and run off, so if people hadn't gone out on there.
Well, would that have been a very different situation to, say, a man in at your level? Would he have had more... Would it have been easier for a man?
Oh.
I mean, for instance, a man getting married, presumably...
Well, that doesn't affect him in that way because of the the Wrens can, the women can stay in when they're married, and a lot of them did. But now they have to say they were mobile. So that, it might be, you see, that they'd have children and the husband would decide to stay home and be the house mother, which has happened with one or two civilians that I know. It could be if the woman's in the better job than she decided to stay on.
But if you were married, you know, during your time, did you have to leave the service?
You have to say you would be mobile. And if you weren't prepared to be mobile and go where you were sent, then you had to leave. And if you were going to have a child, of course, you had to leave anyhow. I don't think that changed until 76. Certainly not in my time.
How would your pay have changed, differed from, say, a man at your equal rank?
Well, partly because we didn't go to sea. We didn't get the same amount. There were rates for women, but I hope was remembering exactly what the proportion was. But, I mean, I think it was quite right. We didn't have the responsibility of going to sea. We didn't.
That seemed to be a factor all the way through, didn't it? The difference between men and women, the sea service compared with...
Well, they had to be parted from families and some in those days, they used to be away for a lot longer than they are now, I think.
Would you like to have gone to sea, given the choice?
Oh, yes, I think so. And I've never seasick, so...
With all your adventures, you know, you've explained the various vessels you went on and aircraft as well, you know, with the Fleet Air Arm. Did you have to undertake the necessary drill for this?
Yes, I've always felt it was very important that one was never excused because you were a senior officer. I always did the necessary safety drills before I flew in Hunters or Vampires. I did the dinghy drill off the young servant in the water there. And they had all the facilities in Lee for you to go and do it every so often. And when you went up in helicopters, you had to wear the right gear, and if you were flying over the sea again. And I think that was very important to do that.
And when you were so much in a minority, you know, you've explained these meetings, the very important meetings, you would have been the only woman senior officer there. Did that bother you at all? Did it ever... worry you being sort of in the minority?
No, I suppose I was conscious of it, but if it was a working occasion, you were there and that was what you were thinking about. But as I think I said, we were spoiled and sitting next to the commander in chief when. That wouldn't be your normal position if you'd been a naval officer at the same time. But quite often, when I was on the Admiral staff and we had to do inspections, I would be the only woman flying in that aircraft with the flag officer to do the inspection. And they were always most considerate, but I don't think I found it very difficult.
Do you have No, you have indicated throughout the interview that you do have quite a few links today with the sort of Wren's Association and naval personnel generally. Is that right?
Yes. Well, I think the Wren officers who stayed in the service and my successors, they were always very considerate in keeping in touch. And particularly when it came to the question of Wren's going to see, the director would kind of talk to me or tell me what was going on so that she wanted me to know what was in hand. And then in 1982, I became president of the Association of Wren's. And in the association of Rams, there was always a rim officer on the committee, so they always kept us in touch. And in the early days, the association always helped with recruiting in a way by local and telling everybody what was going on locally. And of course, a lot of daughters came into the room. A lot of the branches of the association are in home ports, so you go down and get maybe very good. You can use chapels for church services and their facilities for meeting. I kept in touch that way. And sometimes visiting the branches to naval establishments would entertain you too. I think I've kept in touch. And of course, living in Central London to see small ones. I go to run special occasions that they have. For instance, when HMS London was up in the Thames about 4 or 5 years ago, the then director, Ancestor Savile, as she was, arranged a lunch on board for our, I can't remember which year the Wrens have been, how many years the Wrens have been going, but it was something like 50 or. And we had a lunch on board London, and Princess Anne came to just the directors, the past directors. And of course, I've been an honorary member of Greenwich Mess, which sadly now has closed, but I was able to go down and take guests to Sunday lunch and to the chapel service. That was a great link, of course.
Have you been given any recognition for your service in the Wrens?
Well, I got the CBE when I was the senior Wren officer in the Air Command. Director Wrens had a certain number of awards in those days that she could make. I suppose perhaps she could give a CBE every other year or every 3 years, and that would be went according to rank. If you were 4 stripes, you had a CBE. If you had 3 stripes, you had an OBE. And if you were lower, you got MBE, and if you were rating, you got BEM, which of course that has changed now. These were awarded if there were the suitable people for the New Year and Birthday honours. And at one time, it was automatic for people in certain posts, both in the Navy and the for the director to get a DBE and say the head of the medical branch, the medical director, he would get a KBE and so on. And then I think when Mr. Heath was Prime Minister, he decided that the honours must be cut for all the services, as their numbers were reduced, and I'm sure he was right. Like all these things, they didn't announce it quite first, so you didn't know whether you were going to get your PBE or not. But in the end, it was decided that all the women's service, which included the RAF, the Army, and the Army and RAF nursing services, would get their DBEs. And then it was announced that after that it would be cut. And my successor got a companion of the bath, Miss Lips, in fact, losing letters, and she received congratulations from her friends. And then later ones, as the service reduced, they got CBEs.
But you had a DBE.
I got a DBE. Yes, I was the last Wren officers. And of course, at the same time, the army and the RAF, they were the last. We used to have a meeting once a year with the opposite members and the other Wren officers. We had a lunch and a meeting. Keep in touch that way.
What are your feelings about the Navy today? You know, the situation of the Navy. I wonder how you feel about it. It's very much smaller now, isn't it? Than
Yes, it's very much smaller. And, of course, it doesn't appeal, I think, to the same people. But I'm sure they're still very efficient. And if I meet them out on some occasion, they're always very courteous. But I don't think I know enough about the Navy today to really say a great deal.
Do you have any concerns, though, about the way it's been cut? Whether it's going to affect it to its detriment?
Yes, I think it's pathetic. It's, it's getting to the point where almost the ineffective. I mean, things like the Falklands, they could never run that again. And they haven't got enough ships or aircraft or merchant ships. I think I'm right in saying to do that. But I'm afraid I don't keep myself up to date with all my reading and the various things that get sent to it. Of course, I would be more able to give you a more informed answer, I think. But, no, I was very, very fortunate in my time in the Wrens, both with those in the Wrens with whom I served, the officers and the ratings, who were really of a wonderful calibre, and of course with the Navy itself. So marvellous to it. And there were, I think, 75,000 Wrens at one time, at any one time of the war. And now the Navy is much smaller than that. It was a wonderful time.
Well, Dame Marion, thank you very much indeed for telling me about your wonderful time in the Wrens. Many thanks.